Straight voltage is electricity that leaks from a utility's distribution system or farm wiring. A variety of factors can influence how strong it is, and there are a variety of opinions on how much stray voltage is too much. Dairy farmers in particular have had success proving to juries that the way utilities wired their electrical grid hurt their cows. The state Supreme Court recently upheld a more than $500,000 award to the family of Grace Gums of rural Athens. Gums says she and her family were reluctant to sue when they discovered stray voltage was hurting their dairy.
What recourse is there for a farmer? I don't know. We had no other choice.
One of the changes that lawmakers are considering would set an electrical threshold of 1 milliampere that farmers would have to prove before they can sue a utility. Companies like We Energy support the plan. Lobbyist Joel Halbrick says it would be helpful to know how much stray voltage is acceptable. He says right now the courts decide different levels all the time.
It could be literally any number. And we think we're looking for something a little bit more concrete than any number that a judge may decide.
But attorney Barry Hammerbeck, who's tried more than 160 stray voltage cases, says the current system is fine because juries are capable of weighing the facts. He says the utilities always get a fair shake in court.
They have great lawyers on the other side. They can afford that. They've got billions of dollars of assets. The farm's got a farm. Now, who could do the best job trying those cases? And the bottom line is the farmers still win. And the reason is because the cows are saying there's a problem.
While lawmakers are taking input on the plan right now, they won't vote on anything until the next legislative session at the earliest. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.